Yemeni President Abdul Rabo Mansour Hadi recently met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to discuss the democratic transition underway in Yemen. Yemen, said Secretary Kerry, has been going through an extraordinary transformation, moving towards democracy, and is working in comprehensive ways with the United States and others to transform its economy, to open up the opportunity for economic cooperation with the Gulf countries, and also to attract investment from abroad. According to the terms of the Gulf Cooperation Council brokered initiative, President Hadi is leading Yemen's political transition forward. Key among the achievements in this process is the national dialogue, expected to conclude in mid-September. Through the dialogue, some 565 delegates from all segments of society, including political parties, youth, and women, are meeting together to discuss Yemen's political future. But political transformation alone will not be enough for Yemen to succeed. It must be coupled with concrete steps on economic reform and development. As President Hadi noted, 75% of the population of Yemen is under the age of 45 and is desperately in need of well-paying jobs. The United States strongly backs Yemen's accession to the World Trade Organization and participation in the G8 Deauville partnership with Arab countries in transition. Another very critical part of Yemen's transition to democracy includes growing the economy. Together, these initiatives will integrate Yemen into regional and global markets, improve the business climate, accelerate economic activity, and secure a more prosperous and hopeful future for all Yemenis. Another topic for discussion between Secretary Kerry and President Hadi is the effort to close the Guantanamo Detention Center. Secretary Kerry reiterated the United States' commitment to closing the detention facility at Guantanamo and working with the Yemeni government to facilitate the repatriation of Yemeni detainees. On May 23rd, President Barack Obama lifted a moratorium on transfers of Yemenis held in Guantanamo in favor of a case-by-case analysis for each detainee. The United States also commends Yemen for its efforts to countering the threat of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and other violent extremists. The U.S. will continue to enhance its bilateral security cooperation with Yemen. As the Yemeni leadership and its people continue to take courageous steps towards a democratic future, the United States will be proud to stand by Yemen as a friend and partner for peace.
更多听力请访问 51voa.com